This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Matthew Joseph Torres. Date of birth, March 12, 2012. Case ID number 743-7660. Date of exam, March 7, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a disability review report. Informant is Norma Martinez, who is the mother of the claimant. Identifying information. This is a 11-year, 12-month-old male who presented with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, cancer remission of leukemia T-cell 2 disorder, and cyclic vomiting. The mother is presently self-employed and cleans houses and offices for a living. She is a single mom with four other children that she cares for. She presently lives in a house with her children, and her son, Matthew, has been on disability for 7 years. Allegations, number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Number two, cancer remission with a history of leukemia T-cell 2 disorder. And number three, cyclic vomiting. History of present allegation, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The mother states that since 2018, the claimant has had attention deficit hyperactive disorder. She denies him having symptoms of sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, violent acts, comma, homicidal acts, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, or decreased motivation. She also states that he does not get angry and bathes every day and does brush his teeth daily. The claimant is a very cooperative, pleasant child who did have a flat mood when he came to my office. He does not interact very much and appears to be somewhat shy and isolated. His mental status is normal. He's well-kept and wearing casual attire, and his behavior was cooperative, and he did have a fairly good eye contact with me. The claimant is alert, and he is oriented times four, but did not respond very well to all the questions. His mannerisms are normal, and his concentration appeared to be mildly decreased. His speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation appeared to be decreased, flat, and the claimant, as noted earlier, does not interact well. However, the mother, Stacy, has many friends, and that when he's in his school environment, he does play with all the other children and interacts well with all the other siblings. His thought processes and thought content appear to be normal. The mother denies any hallucinations or suicidal thoughts or attempts. The father did leave the family when he was 6 years of age. He was not attached to his father. The claimant does have a tendency to get frustrated sometimes in his classes. At the present time, he's been suffering from leukemia T-cell 2 since 2018. He is presently in remission, but is in a has a very aggressive and rare form of cancer that causes T-cells to grow uncontrollably in the bone marrow, which would be the white blood cells. The claimant suffers from fatigue, comma, weight loss, comma, malaise, comma, and has had problems with cyclic vomiting as well. Now, there's no substance abuse or alcohol abuse in the family. He is presently on Divoproax sodium, 250 milligrams BID, clonidine hydrochloride, 0.2 milligrams QHS, and olanzapine, 15 milligrams BID. The mother states that he's responding very well to the medications at this time. He is in the sixth grade, and he is 11 years old. The mother states that he does well in school. The mother works and has to support the whole family, but he does function well. They do give him well and appears to be keeping up with the classes. He is in a program where they give him extra time and adjust his needs as needed, secondary to his condition. Allegation number 2, cancer remission. The mother states that in 2018 he was diagnosed with leukemia T-cell 2 disease, which is a cancer that's a very aggressive type of leukemia. It was diagnosed on a routine CBC, and it was noted that his white blood cell counts were very high. He has been on chemotherapy for 3 years, but no radiation, and he is presently taking no medications at this time. No bone marrow transplant has been performed, and as noted earlier, he is in remission. However, the type of cancer that he has has a very poor prognosis, and usually the relapse within 2 years. However, he appears to have been able to live 6 years since he was diagnosed. However, his condition at this time is guarded, and the claimant appears to be doing fairly well. Allegation number 3, cyclic vomiting. The mother states that since 2019, which may be secondary to the chemotherapy they was giving, he developed cyclic vomiting syndrome. He states the character of the pain was an epigastric pain. Located in his abdominal area. The mother states he would vomit approximately 6 times per day, and it was uncontrollable. She denies any diarrhea, constipation, melena, hematemesis, but does the child did have severe weakness and had lost 11 pounds within 6 months. He is not food intolerant to any kind of food, but as noted earlier, had difficulty in holding down any kind of food. He was given nasal formula treatments and also had a gastric tube placed in order to maintain his weight and to feed him. He no longer has that at this time. At the present time, he's on erythromycin/ethylsuccinic 400 milligrams per 5 milliliters, 1.8 milliliters QID. He's also on sucralfate, 1 gram per 10 milliliters, 5 milliliters TID. And also on granacetron, 1 milligram BID. The mother states that the medication appears to be controlling his cyclic vomiting, and he is doing better at this time. He was officially diagnosed with a history of delay emptying of the stomach. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 6 hours, comma, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and put his clothes on, as well as lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. He has no assistive devices. His physician is Dr. Adrian Agapito, and he's on no medications for pain at this time. He does like to play at school, and he does play on the playground, but does minimal activity secondary to feeling weak, fatigue, and having malaise. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant at this time does not have any headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting or day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant lives with his mother and 4 other siblings. The mother is single and not married at this time. He goes to school and is presently in the 6th grade and doing well. He is approximately 12 years old. The claimant is not a loner. He does not have frequent fights with his peers, adults, or other siblings. He enjoys playing with other children. He enjoys sports and playing with video games. Developmental milestones. The mother states that he was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, and was also an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. He sat alone without support at 8 months, crawled at 6 months, walked without support at 8 months, said his first words at 9 months, said his first sentences at 2 years of age, self-dressed without help at 2 years of age, was bladder trained during the day and night at 1 year of age, and was bowel trained at 1 year of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes cried, had extreme mood changes, enjoyed being held, and explored the surrounding environment. The claimant rarely had hot tempers, tantrums, was afraid of new faces, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, comma, or was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The mother states that the child was frequently active during the time of the first 3 years of life. Birth history. The mother states that she had no problems when she was pregnant with her baby. She was delivered at the Women's Hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh, Texas. She was in labor for 2 hours. The delivery was not aided by instruments, was not a C-section delivery, comma, was a one-baby birth, comma. The baby was not blue at birth, comma, or jaundice, comma, and was not given oxygen at the time of birth. The child was not placed in an incubator, and there was nothing wrong with the baby at the time of birth. The baby weighed approximately 7 pounds. The mother states that he was a normal length, but she doesn't recall what the length was. The mother and the baby stayed in the hospital for 1 day and then were dismissed. Past history. The claimant has a history of a seizure disorder after receiving chemotherapy. He has cyclic vomiting syndrome, and also his history of delayed emptying of the stomach. He also has a T-cell 2 leukemia in remission at this time, which was diagnosed in 2018. Major surgeries, appendectomy in 2020 and cholecystectomy in 2020. Social history. There is nobody in the family who smokes or drinks alcohol. There is no one else who's had a seizure disorder. There is no one in the family who uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. There is no family members with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The child is a almost 12-year-old child that goes to school and is doing fairly well in the sixth grade. He has 4 other siblings that he is very close to and interacts well with, and he has multiple friends at school. The mother is a single mother and does not have support of a husband to help her support the family. Family history. The mother is 37 and in good health. The father is 37 and also in good health. There is no other family members with any kind of other disorders. Medications. Divalproex, sodium, 250 milligrams, BID. Clonidine, hydrochloride, 0.2 milligrams, QHS. Olanzapine, 15 milligrams, 1 tablet, BID. Granacitron, 1 milligram, BID. Sucralfate, 1 gram per 10 milliliters, 5 milliliters, TID. Erythromycin / ethylsuccinate, 400 milligrams / 5 milliliters, 1.8 milliliters, QID. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature was 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight is 64 pounds. Height, 56 1/4 inches tall. BP, 103/53 mmHg. Heart rate, 67 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Growth chart. The claimant is at 20th percentile for his height according to his age, and is at the 5th percentile for his weight according to his age. General, the claimant is a fairly nourished and well-developed male in no acute distress. He appears to be a very quiet young man who appears to be somewhat shy. Could you drop down to after H-E-E-N-T and put Snellen vision? Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you please drop down to after abdomen? There is a 2 centimeter below umbilical scar where a gastrotomy tube had been placed in order to feed the claimant, secondary to not being able to hold down any food. It has since healed, and the scar appears to be well intact. Could you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were decreased at 1+ in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar areas. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting, but some muscular weakness. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed some mild evidence of mild decreased vision, which was minor, but no hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was mildly decreased. He related to and interacts well with his mother, but somewhat decreased with the examiner, although he did answer all my questions. His affect is appropriate, but somewhat flat. His speech, both quantity and quality, is not very spontaneous, and but appears to be somewhat imitation age appropriate. The claimant may have been shy. He appears to be doing very well in school. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was somewhat decreased. His general health shows some evidence of abnormality of poor weight gain and general well-being secondary to his cyclic vomiting syndrome, which appears to be stable at this time. Diagnosis. Number 1, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, being treated with multiple medications, appears to be very stable and doing well at this time, and appears to be functioning well at school. Number 2, leukemia, secondary to T-cell 2 disorder, which is a cancerous blood disorder of leukocytes. The claimant appears to be stable at this time and is in remission and has been in remission since 2021. His condition is stable and being monitored closely. Allegation number 3, cyclic vomiting syndrome / history of delay emptying of stomach. Being treated at this time appears to be stable and responding well to the medications that are being given. Prognosis, is fair to poor. The claimant appears to be doing well at this time. However, the life expectancy of this kind of cancer is about 20 months after diagnosis, although he's done very well with the chemotherapy. And usually the second treatment, when they're treated after a relapse, the claimants have a tendency to live 6 to 9 months His condition, his prognosis is poor and extremely guarded at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Matthew Joseph Torres.